have the story of Sayyidina Hud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Hud to Ad, the people of Ad. We wouldn't have known where Ad lived if it wasn't mentioned in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Ad lived in Al-Ahqaf, and that is mentioned in Surah Al-Ahqaf. Al-Ahqaf means sand dunes, so it's a desert area right now. It wasn't that case before. And this is in Yemen, and they lived in the area of Hadramaut. The people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in Quran. The people of Ad used to worship idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these people, and their description is amazing. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them is amazing. As individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased you amply in stature. So they were huge, tall, and very strong and well-built, powerful. As individuals, very strong. And as a society and a nation and a civilization, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them or described them in Quran, and these are ayat in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning what their Nabi Hud was telling them.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And keep your duty to him. Fear him who has aided you with all things that you know.
أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ.
أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ. He has provided you with cattle. In modern terms, we refer to that as livestock, animal resources. So they were wealthy in terms of livestock. They had abundance of livestock. وَبَنِينَ. And children. And that is what we call in modern terms, manpower.
وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ.
وَجَنَّاتِ. Gardens. And that is what we call in modern terms, agriculture. وَعُيُونَ. And that is water resources. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them livestock, and has given them manpower, and has given them agriculture, and has provided them with an ample supply, good supply of water. That is as a society. And then they as individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a powerful structure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about them,
أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون وتتخذون مصانع لعلكم تخلدون وإذا بطشتم جبارين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in these ayat, they became so luxurious and so wealthy that they were spending their money in a wasteful way, israf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. The people of Ad had so much additional wealth, they started to fall into the trap that rich nations fall into, and that is using your money for pride and arrogance. After you satisfy your basic needs, food and drink and shelter, and you have additional money, if there is no iman to spend it the right way, then it will be spent in evil. The people of Ad had this additional wealth, so they started building monuments over mountains. They would build on top of these mountains monuments that they will not use for living. They don't need them. They're just building them for pride, to show off. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تعبثون. Do you build high palaces on every high place while you do not live in them? Wastefully. Abath, abath means when you waste something. So they had so much wealth, so much disposable money, that they started building these monuments on top of mountains. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلِدُونَ. These buildings on top of mountains, they don't use them for living. but the dwellings that they built from themselves. They used to build it in a way as if they're going to live forever. So strong and powerful. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ And do you get yourselves palaces as if you will live forever? The way they would build their palaces shows that they used to think that they're going to live forever. They used to build it so strong and well constructed, very strong structure, as if they are going to live on the face of the earth forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He destroyed them and He didn't leave anything that they left. Anything that they built. It was all destroyed. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ And when you seize like tyrants. They were powerful. Even though this nation was wealthy, some nations when they become wealthy, they become weak. But the people of Ad, they were keeping their strength. Even though they were very wealthy and luxurious, they were still very powerful. And then when they would attack any neighbors, they would completely destroy them. Tyrants. Batsh. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ So there's a difference between the people of Ad and Thamud. Ad were powerful tyrants. All of these things combined, when you put them together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ad, إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ad, إِرَمْ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ The land of pillars, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created no land similar to it. This society and these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anyone similar to them. When He put all these things together, all of these different resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, all of these blessings together, they were able to build a civilization, a nation, and society that was unsurpassed by anyone in their time. The like of which were not created in the land. No one was like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Hud.
وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا
And to Ad, their brother Hud. He was called their brother because he's from them. What was his message? The same message of Nuh.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا
O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Certainly you do nothing but invent lies. These gods who you are worshipping are lies. See, the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are straightforward because that is part of the amanah al-tabligh. The trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them and the responsibility of conveying the truth. And that is why they say, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ He said, I am a trustworthy. وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ أَمِينٌ And he said, and I came to you to advise you with honesty. So they are straightforward. He told them, you are lying. And he told them,
وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ
O my people, seek refuge, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then repent to Him. And we just talked last night about Nuh. He told his people the same thing. He told them, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And we talked about the things that they will be given if they ask Allah for forgiveness. And here Hud is also telling them additional things. He said,
وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ
O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to Him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. So with istighfar, you would become more powerful than you are now. They were already powerful and strong. If they ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will give them more power and strength. This tells us something. It's telling us that we're not making enough istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were making istighfar as we should, our situation would not be the way it is today. What was their response? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَالُوا يَا هُودُ مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَةٍ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِي آلِهَتِنَا عَنْ قَوْلِكَ وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ
They said, O Hud, no evidence have you brought us, and we shall not leave our gods for your mere saying, and we are not believers in you. They rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كذبت عاد المرسلين
عاد denied the messengers. How many messengers did they receive? One. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كذبت عاد المرسلين. The people of عاد have disbelieved in the messengers, plural, not one. But they only received one messenger. How come it's made plural? If you refuse one messenger, it is as if you refuse them all. Because all of the messengers came with the same message. So if you refuse the message of Hud, it is as if you refuse the message of everyone. If you refuse the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would not suffice you to believe in Isa or Musa or any other Nabi. If you disbelieve in one Nabi, in one Rasul, it is as if you have disbelieved in all of them. So even, let's assume even that today there's somebody who believes in Isa and Musa and believes in Allah only and doesn't believe in any other God. But he does not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not Islam. You have to believe in all of the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they disbelieved in Hud only. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ الْمُرْسَلِينَ They disbelieved in all of the messengers. And they started accusing him, and that will happen to every Nabi. They accused him of insanity. They said,
إِنَّ قُولُ إِلَّا اَعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ
All that we say is that some of our gods have seized you with madness. They said, our gods have caused you insanity. You're mad. And they accused him of safaha. And they accused him of lying.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَةٍ
The leaders of those who disbelieved among his people said, Verily we see you in foolishness, and verily we think you are one of the liars. And notice who are the ones who are saying this? Al-Mala, the leaders.
وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ
And the chiefs of his people who disbelieved and denied the meeting in the hereafter, so they disbelieve in Akhirah, and to whom we had given the luxuries and comforts of this life. Luxuries and comforts did not do them any good, did not mean that they were intelligent, did not mean that they were better. They had luxuries, atrafnahum, they had luxuries, nevertheless, their minds were not sufficient enough to lead them to the truth. So wealth and money and luxury does not mean anything in the standard of iman. You could have all the wealth in the world and refuse the truth, and you could have nothing, nevertheless, you would be intelligent enough to know that this is al-haq. They had a lot. وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا We had given them luxuries. But they said, He is no more than a human being like you. He eats of that which you eat and drinks of what you drink. They said, How can we follow a man who eats and drinks like us?
ولئن أطعتم بشرا مثلكم إنكم إذا لخاسرون.
If you were to obey a human being like yourselves, then verily you indeed would be losers.
أيعدكم أنكم إذا متم وكنتم ترابا وعظاما أنكم مخرجون.
Does he promise you that when you have died and have become dust and bones, you shall come out alive? They refuse to believe in the resurrection. Materialistic thinking.
هيهات هيهات لما توعدون.
Far, very far is that which you are promised.
إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما نحن بمبعوثين.
There is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and we are not going to be resurrected.
إن هو إلا رجل افترى على الله كذبا وما نحن له بمؤمنين.
He is only a man who has invented a lie against Allah, but we are not going to believe in him. Now they are accusing Hud of lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are claiming that they are the true believers in Allah, and he is lying against Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943, or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashir.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.